So basically, the first one has to do, I've structured the questions.
Okay.
I want to understand how the RCC performs a supervisory and backstopping function.
Yeah.
Because in the literature, they are expected to be the ones backstopping the district,
yeah,
supervising the district with respect to your plans.
Yes.
How are they able to do this function?
This question, is it, does it relate to RCC or the district assembly? Because these are two entities.
Good. From the point of view of the district,
yes,
how do you see the supervisory role?
RCC, we are being supervised by the Regional Agricultural Department.
Okay.
Under RCC.
Under RCC.
Yes.
Good.
They give us the backstopping.
Okay.
They give us, they sometimes call us for trainings.
Okay.
Myself, the district director, they call me for refresher trainings.
Okay.
They call my staff for refresher trainings. That is where we get the backstopping from RCC. But this doesn't come without challenges.
Okay.
We get a lot of challenges from this. Because sometimes they will call us for TOT trainings, where we will be asked to come and then train our core staff to also go in there to train the farmers.
Okay.
And sometimes you come and then the trainings becomes difficult for you, the district director, because fans are not ready. Or sometimes before you do that, before you do the TOT training, fans would have come, but it would have come late. So you would have done the training late. So that has been the problem. Yeah, with that aspect. But in all, it is okay. I would say it's okay, because once in a while, when we send in proposal for training, they do answer and then they come to give us the technical backstopping.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the technical backstopping is basically where they invite you for those type of
trainings.
Are they able to come down to the district to also do monitoring?
Yes. They are able to come to do the monitoring. They are able to come to, follow us up to the district level, the grassroots level, to see what we are implementing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They are able to do that.
Okay.
And they sometimes even give us marks. What I would say is they sometimes rate us.
Rate you.
Yes.
Okay. In terms
you
of
people have done well, you people haven't done well, you people are average.
Mm-hmm.
So that motivates us to do best, to put in our best. Yes.
Okay. The other question that I want to find out is, do we have this unit committee members?
Yes.
How are those unit committee members or the structures able to support you to do your work at the grassroots?
At the grassroots level, the unit committee members, any community you are entering or you're going to have an intervention, you ought to meet the unit committee members. That is the assemblyman and then the rest. It is through them that we are able to function at the grassroots level. Because they will introduce you to the farmers, the FBOs, they will introduce you to the FBOs.
Okay.
Then you interact with the FBOs and then put in what you are supposed to do.
Whatever
your activities, how you're going to do it.
Okay.
Then when there's a problem, there could be a problem within the FBO.
Mm-hmm.
It is through the assemblymen and the unit committee members that you pass it through.
Okay.
And then they will sit with them informally. That is, if you are not there, they will sit with them, streamline it, and you go back there the next time, things will be streamlined and you do your work effectively. Okay.
So, Director, what you are saying suggests that the unit committee members are able to support to
mobilize the people. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes. They are able to support us to mobilize them. They are able to support us sometimes, even if you don't have or you have challenges in moving to the unit committee, you just pick a phone, call, in moving to the FBOs rather, you just pick a phone, call the unit committee member or the assemblyman, and then you relay the information.
Yes, perfect. We also understand that within the Agzamble system, we have the subcommittees.
Yes.
Which subcommittee does Agri Department come under in your district?
In our district, it comes under the...
The social services subcommittee. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So by that arrangement,
yes,
where the Department of Agri is within this committee, you know, the social service committee comprised of social welfare and other things. How does it affect your work?
Actually, to be frank with you, when I was in the other district, especially when I was at Cherponi district,
okay,
I campaigned a lot for us to be. For us to dissociate the Agri subcommittee from the social services subcommittee, and it worked.
Okay.
Before I left there, the Agri subcommittee was a standing committee by itself.
Okay.
But here, I've not been able to do that because it has not been easy for me.
Yeah.
Even though I'm agitating.
Yeah.
Yes. Because sometimes you meet as an Agri subcommittee, you discuss everything. And when it gets to the social services committee, they don't articulate it well at the top.
Okay.
So I believe that if a Agri subcommittee should stand as a committee by itself, it will be okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So your proposal is to let the Agri subcommittee stand on its own
instead of it being under the social services subcommittee.
It's simple because the social services, they are unable to
articulate our views,
your points
very well.
Okay. We'll get to that because I know those plans also get to the district planning unit. We'll get to that one. Mm-hmm. But I just also want to find out. The National Development Planning Commission.
Okay.
They have developed a planning guideline.
Okay.
That you often will use for your planning.
Mm.
Does it have any effect on your planning activities?
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Okay. How does it affect your planning activity?
The template that they give. Yeah, they are able to give us a template.
Okay.
To plan, and then to plan in accordance with the budgetary. Allocations,
okay,
to with assemblies,
okay,
but the problem here is that the assemblies are supposed to be remitting us. They are supposed to give us some percentage of the allocated funds,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't forthcome.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we are agitating for.
Okay,
and then the planning too. It helps us to also plan, especially activities such as the national activities, such as the Farmers Day activities.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to plan against it.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah.
All right. So, your district, I'm sure, has the district planning coordinating unit.
Unit, yes.
It has a district.
Yes.
So, are you a member of that coordinating
unit? Yes, I am. I'm a member.
Which are the other members?
We have. The finance unit.
The finance
unit. We have the budget unit.
Okay.
We have the social welfare.
Okay.
We have social welfare. We have the procurement unit.
Okay.
They are all in
that. Yeah, all in that planning unit. Okay. And then how often do you hold meetings?
We hold meetings sometimes twice in a season.
Okay.
Twice in a season.
When you say season, is it annually or?
Yeah, annually.
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 Okay.
But that is ever since I came to this room, I joined twice. But from other times, because my office is detached far away from the main assembly, sometimes they have meetings without me.
Okay.
Later they will call and tell me that, oh, these meetings were supposed to be done.
Okay.
So the other day I suggested that we be put on the same platform,
mm-hmm.
so that before the meeting comes, everybody should be known.
Should be known.
Yes.
Okay.
Before the meeting comes.
So usually how do they communicate if they want to hold meetings?
They call.
It's a call?
Call. Or sometimes there was a time, there are times they send notices.
Okay.
But because we are not in the platform, the notice to me gets to be leaked.
Yeah, it will be very useful this time around. Now we have
the WhatsApp platform.
So any meeting you put it there.
Put it.
Okay. So are there any factors that affect the effective functioning of the district planning committee coordinating unit?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of factors. Okay. Bureaucracy.
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 Okay. Can you explain how?
You send, let's say, a memo.
Okay.
To be funded for an activity to take place, and it takes time.
Okay.
You know, our work to is time bound.
Yeah.
Sometimes you send the memo wanting the money within a week, and it will take more than a month.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Okay.
It will pass through this office, pass through this office, pass through before it gets to you. Then it will take time, and it drills our work.
Okay. Okay.
Sometimes.
But the
bureaucracy.
The planning coordinating unit, yes. The DPC, is basically supposed to coordinate
the activities. Yes.
And is he able to coordinate the activities effectively?
There is always difficult for them.
Okay.
Because even the planner himself
works
under the coordinating director.
Okay.
He may air out his views, and the coordinating director is also saying something different.
Okay.
And whose opposing views don't sometimes delay the implementation of activities.
Okay.
Yes.
I also noticed that in the literature,
yes,
they are talking about the Department of Agriculture costing you on an annual basis.
Yes.
You have a planning process.
Yes.
Where you do consultative workshops.
Yes.
You call it consultative planning and review workshops.
Yes.
Good. And all of this is to develop your annual plan that will feed into the district-wide plan.
Yes.
So what are some of the challenges that you face? Is it still working?
Yeah, it's working.
It's working.
But you plan, and then you submit it to the assembly to be fitted in the district as an assembly plan.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They will fit it in, but we don't achieve our aims.
Okay.
Sometimes they will fit it in. Okay.
Okay. But you are able to carry. Work. You are able to carry that.
We are
activity.
Able to carry out that activity. To be able to carry out that activity sometimes becomes a problem.
Maybe even a problem
because
you need resources.
No funds.
Yeah.
Resources to carry out those activities.
But I'm told those days you need to organize about 2 days, so you have to bring people.
Apart from MAG, and then Farmers Day, the MAG, is a donor fund.
Yeah.
Farmers Day is what they fund.
Okay.
Apart from that, you don't get anything.
You don't get anything.
Nothing. Even the best one.
I say
you don't. So the other day I was telling them it's fine. It is important that we should be giving 5% of
the internally generated funds.
The internally generated funds.
Okay.
So far, if you can give us the 5%, give me only 1%.
Okay.
If you can give me 1%, give me 0.5%, and you see how we change the face of agriculture
in the meeting in Koliba,
in the district. In the municipal order.
Okay, so
it is a statutory mandate. Yes.
Oh, for
it's
them to remit you 5%.
Every basin quarter or year.
Yeah.
They should remit us with 5%. A Greek should be remitted with 5% of the internal generated fund.
Like
you understand? But we don't even get 0.1%. We don't get anything.
Okay.
So we are still agitating.
Okay.
See, maybe in the future.
My destiny is able to capture that.
Yes.
I didn't find this in the literature.
Yes. It's there.
Okay.
5% of the internal generated fund should be given to Agric.
Okay.
For us to turn over the agriculture. Look, our economy is based on agriculture.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
So if you don't fund agriculture, even the common farm. The common fund.
Yeah.
We in agriculture, we are absolutely decentralized.
Yes.
We are the only department who are absolutely decentralized.
Yes.
Education is not fully decentralized.
Mm-hmm.
Health, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when the money comes, you see them building the cheap compounds, everything,
mm-hmm.
the classrooms, but Agric, zero.
Mm.
Apart from Farmers Day. Farmers Day. They asked me to send your this in there.
It's also very important. I've taken note
oh,
of
yes.
it.
Oh, yes.
The other thing that I've also realized is that for many of the disassembled system, the directors of Agric, are unable to work very closely with the DC. The DC does not appreciate the role of this department, and therefore, so what do you think
it depends,
in your view?
It depends on the district.
The district.
Some districts.
No.
Some districts. Yes.
Okay.
In Sanaru Municipal, the DCE has, I think he has an agri background.
Okay.
So he has us in mind.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not a general,
situation. No situation.
Thank you very much.
It's not a general situation.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So apart from these other structures that I've talked about, the unit committee, the zonal, and then are there any other platforms within the district that engages in planning processes to the benefit of agriculture?
Yeah,
for instance, if DVCC were there, you have mentioned it, but DVCC, like you said,
it's not there.
It's not there. Is there any other platform meeting that you think that association grassroots
apart from the NGOs.
Apart from the NGOs.
The NGOs, I don't think there's any listing at the assembly, at the grassroots level.
Okay.
It's the NGOs who do come to at least mobilize things to, improve agricultural activities in the district or municipal.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, with respect to national programs.
Yes.
Which are the national programs that you are implementing within the district?
The PFG.
Okay.
We are implementing the
food
and jobs.
Okay.
Program. We are implementing the first step.
The first step program.
Program we are implementing.
Okay.
And then the other programs driven by the NGOs.
Okay.
Yeah, like GASIP, for instance.
Okay.
Ghana Agriculture Sector Investment Program. And then this, what will I say? We are not in it. That is why I didn't forget.
Okay.
But other districts,
some districts are implementing it.
They are implementing it.
Okay.
The GSOP.
GSOP.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which is now forgotten. There are no more GSOP.
Yeah,
but
I also saw it somewhere
that they have emanated to that.
I've agreed it. I saw it also in the literature somehow. Yeah, but so usually, for instance, the planning for food and jobs, and then you mentioned
programs.
The SIP program,
and then the SAPIP. Which is now SADEP.
SADEP,
program.
Okay. So how do you get funding? How does the funding come to the department?
As for that one, it comes direct.
It comes direct.
It doesn't pass through the assembly.
Oh, okay.
So you see that when you go to the field, their programs do well.
Okay.
Than programs that passes through the assembly.
Oh, okay.
Because they will bring the funds direct to you.
Okay.
Go and implement.
Okay.
As you go to implement, the monitoring follows.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So you, the district director of AGRIC, and your team will not like to fail because monitoring is on your way.
Okay.
On the way coming.
Okay.
So you ought to implement it to the latter.
Okay.
For them to come.
Are there instances where those funded programs,
yes,
activities are different from what you often plan for the district?
Sometimes they are similar.
Sometimes they are similar.
They are similar.
Okay.
Sometimes they are very similar.
Okay.
But you do all.
Okay.
Because you've planned for those ones too.
Okay.
But sometimes they are similar, but they are not the same.
They are not the same.
They could be similar in terms of the activity.
Activity.
But funding may be different.
Funding may be different.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's very good. I will quickly move on to this question. I will reserve it for the coordinating directors.
Okay.
I actually want to understand why sometimes you do your plan very beautifully and then it gets up there, it's like
it
has evaporated.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to
money.
But I want to find out the composite budgeting process.
Thank you.
What are the impediments, the challenges with the composite budgeting
budget
process with respect to
AGRIC?
Yeah.
Our challenge is that we will prepare our budgets, everything set, for them to fit it in the composite budget.
Okay.
it will be fitted in, but our budget may not be attended to.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Listen, that there's no money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So that's just the problem with the budget process. The process itself is okay.
Otherwise, it's very good.
Okay.
You sit down and budget nicely.
Okay.
And then they will fit it in. Mm-hmm. And they will call for budget
hearing,
meeting, everything. You have it, you see your
everything
budget
is there,
articulated in the composite budget.
Yeah.
But when it comes to
When
the money comes,
though, you are not giving priority.
You are not giving. You are not giving.
Okay. Okay.
You are not giving anything.
Okay. I think these are the ones. I'll skip those ones. I'm told at the assembly level,
yes,
a local government service has been made a department status, have been given a department status.
Yes.
In your district, do you have the local government service?
Local government service? I think yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's another municipal, yes.
Okay. Mm. So I wanted to find out, are there some administrative challenges that you face as a department, that local government service, as the human resource organ, is supposed to address,
yes,
but they are not able to do that?
Are
they in the administrative?
No.
One of the ones that I know is the fact that basically logistics.
Okay.
But are they other human resource problems?
Yeah. I think the human resource problem we hitherto used to have, but now it has been solved, is the promotion.
Promotion, okay. But now it has been dealt with.
It has been solved.
Okay.
Every now and then you will be asked to send your listen for promotion.
Or, okay.
What do you call it?
They are able to do the assessment.
The assessment.
Performance assessment.
Performance appraisals.
Appraisals. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
Very well.
Able to, I mean, you'll be told to send your appraisals for.
Okay.
And when you send that of your staff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the last one that I want to ask is the planning process,
yes,
and then the budget hearing.
Yes.
What are the challenges associated with stakeholder participation?
There has not been any, I would say, pronounced challenges. Per se,
okay.
Because they will plan with you.
Okay. You plan with you? Who?
They will plan with the Department of Agric.
Who will plan with the Department?
The Assembly.
The Assembly.
The Assembly will plan with you.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Planning unit will plan with
plan
you.
With you. Okay.
The budget unit will budget with you.
Okay.
Call for hearing. The only problem we have is that when you come as a body to do your budgeting plan, everything, and also send your share of the component, the composite budget, you add it to it, but when the money comes,
that's where the problem
lies.
Usually, do you normally tie the activity with the budget?
Yes,
it's tied
most of the times. You can't plan
without
budgeting.
So it's not as if because in the literature they are talking about the planning going to the National Development Planning Commission, and then the budget goes to Ministry of Finance.
Mm.
It was as if this one is going
But the plans, we plan and budget as well.
Absolutely.
But when you plan, it is a budget that will help you carry out the plans.
Yeah. So I know there are a number of challenges and issues that I may have not mentioned.
Okay.
In your view, which are the critical burning issues now that affect particularly
our burning issue? Critically burning issue is fueling.
Fueling?
Yes.
Okay.
You understand? Every now and then, especially as we sit now, farmers need us a lot at their doorsteps.
At their doorsteps, for the extension service delivery.
Yes, this is the time they need us a lot. But most of the times, you command your AEs to go and carry out a particular activity in the field. Go and meet the farmers and tell them this. And they will ask you, director, okay, fuel, give us fuel. We are ready to go. That is one. And two, maintenance of our vehicles.
Maintenance of the
vehicles.
And motorbikes?
The motorbikes. The means of transport.
Yeah.
we've been given means of transport, motorbikes. Yeah. That is about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, motorbikes, mm-hmm. they are becoming obsolete.
Absolutely.
Every day, they undergo wear.
Yeah,
and to maintain it is a problem.
It's a problem.
No money to maintain.
Okay.
Sometimes you get some small fuel for them to go, but the machine is not able to go.
Mm-hmm.
That has been our problem. Now there's a mad vehicle. The pickup.
Okay.
So the pickup is becoming stressed. Why? Because almost any time is the pickup we use. Because it's pretty, I would say, somehow new. Mm. 2018. Mm. Given by 2018.
Okay.
It's still strong enough to move to other a lot of communities.
Okay.
But the vehicle alone should be going everywhere.
No.
The motorbikes should help. So every three years, give us motorbikes.
Yeah.
Because these ones are old. They can't go. But if they give you motorbike this year, it will take you the next 10 years to get motorbikes.
Okay. Okay.
You work effectively. So fueling maintenance has been our great
problem. That's your major problem
and
now.
Another major problem is our salaries.
Okay.
I think we are one of the most, useless paid. Mm. Now, excuse me to use that word. Mm. Our pay is one of the most useless salary. I'm a visit doctor. I don't take up to 4,000 cedis a month.
Mm.
Can you imagine? I don't take up to that.
Mm.
So, what will the AE in the field, how much will the AE in the field take?
Okay.
So, like the former president said, the government is pretending to pay us and we are also pretending to work. Yes. Because if you take your salary, and if you don't take that, a quarter of the salary or even half may go into fuel of the vehicle. To really, unless we are going to lie in a report. If you really want to report well, you have to visit the farmer.
Yeah, definitely.
And get the right information. You understand? If you want to get the right information, you are to move. And in movement, you dispense fuel.
Yeah.
Fueling. It's about cash.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, it's a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are the major challenges.
Okay. Thank you very much, Director.
I think
those ones that are related to agri,
and
I have understood many of it.
Thank you.
And that's why these things are always very important. Mm-hmm. For instance, I never knew that the diesel is supposed to make 5%.
Yes.
I never knew. The major challenges that they are talking about, usually in the literature, they will just talk about resources. They are not able to specifically state that it's fuel,
maintenance,
and then staff motivation.
Motivation.
These are three critical things that can make the human being function.
Yes. Now, when we were autonomous, you know, every sector with its problems.
Yeah.
When we were autonomous, our problem was promotions.
Okay.
Staff motivation, promotion.
Not a problem.
You will stay in one particular
position for long.
Position for more than, several years.
Mm.
Now the promotion comes.
Okay. Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
But it doesn't come the right remuneration, to be frank.
Okay. The issue is the remuneration. Okay. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
I would not like to waste more time so that
you
can join.
Thank you.
The
thank you so much. When we listen to you like this,